Welcome to the Scripture Memory Podcast, a ministry of Scripture Memory Fellowship. If you've ever felt like memorizing God's Word is an uphill battle, stay tuned. This podcast will help you make Bible memory a consistent and enjoyable part of your daily life. After all, knowing Scripture is the first step towards a fruitful, God-honoring life. So whether you're a new memorizer who needs some practical Bible memory tips, or a veteran memorizer who just needs some encouragement for their journey, stay tuned for today's episode of the Scripture Memory Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Scripture Memory Podcast, the podcast where we're helping you make Scripture memorization a consistent and enjoyable part of your daily life. I'm Dakota Lynch.
And I'm Randy Williamson.
And if you're a regular subscriber, you know that we typically release these episodes every couple of weeks, and yet once in a while, we'll have what we call a bonus episode, where we take some time just to highlight a particular resource from Scripture Memory Fellowship. And in today's episode, we're going to do that and talk specifically about empowering your prayer life with Scripture Memory using one of the brand new Scripture Memory courses that SMF has released called, fittingly enough, Prayer. And you might say, well, what does Scripture Memory have in common with prayer? Are these two very distinct spiritual disciplines? And I guess you could say in a sense they are, but there's really a significant overlap where Scripture Memory can really enhance your prayer life. And that's what we're going to be talking about in this episode of the Scripture Memory Podcast. So we hope you'll stay tuned. And as always, we want to begin with a passage of the day. And Randy, you've selected that for us.
Yeah, Dakota, our passage of the day, of course, deals with the topic of prayer. It's 1 John 5:14. God's Word says this, "And this is the confidence that we have toward Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us." So the Apostle John was the inspired instrument that God used to pen this portion of His Word. And John is writing to beleaguered saints in the city of Ephesus. One of the main themes of John is assurance, assurance of faith. He's wanting to give them assurance because they had confronted a heresy called Gnosticism. In essence, Gnosticism taught that there was greater knowledge required than that given in the apostolic teaching of the gospel. And this heresy had divided the church had split, and the remaining Christians were very disturbed and quite unsure of themselves. So John wrote to complete their joy and give them assurance that the gospel was all that they needed because Christ is all in all. Our verse, our passage of the day, comes towards the end of the letter, and it deals with prayer. We have access to the Father through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we pray according to the will of God, we gain that assurance that God both hears us in love and answers us in wisdom. And this verse really deals with our topic in a significant way. It's important that we pray God's will. Well, where is God's will revealed to us? We know, according to Deuteronomy 29:29, there's some parts of God's will that are secret, but where is His revealed will? Well, it's in the Word of God. His will is in the pages of Scripture. So when we pray Scripture, it invigorates our prayer life, and it gives us the confidence that we're praying His will. And then when we add Scripture memory to the mix, it just fuels and invigorates it even more.
And so, Randy, as we kind of begin this episode and start talking about different components of prayer, I wonder, could you start by just giving us a definition, first of all, of what prayer really is?
Yeah, Dakota, I think that's a great question and a great starting place. It seems so basic, so elementary, that we should have to define prayer and give an overview of it. You know, we would hope that every Christian would know, but unfortunately, because of the day and time in which we live, Christians tend to be an inch deep and a mile wide. We don't know our terms, we don't know our vocabulary, and we don't really understand the spiritual disciplines that God has given us. So yeah, let's give a definition of prayer and an overview. I'm a Presbyterian, and so I would like to share something from the Westminster Shorter Catechism. But maybe you're not from a tradition that uses a catechism. That's totally fine. But I think that the definition that is given here is something that all Christians can agree upon. While it's not scripture, the answer is scriptural. It's all derived from scripture. So this is from the Westminster Shorter Catechism, question 98. It asks and it answers this, what is prayer? And it says, prayer is an offering up of our desires unto God for things agreeable to his will in the name of Christ with confession of our sins and thankful acknowledgement of his mercies. And so briefly, I would just like to walk through each phrase, each point for a moment, and I think that would give us an overview of prayer. First of all, it says it's an offering up of our desires unto the Lord. Prayer is a privilege. Because of our justification, we've been adopted into the family of God. We've been given the spirit of adoption, we're told in scripture, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. At any moment of our day, we can go to our Father in prayer. He hears us and welcomes us in love and answers us in wisdom. And we're invited to cast our burdens on him, knowing that he cares for us. So prayer is, first of all, an offering up of our desires unto the Lord. But then it goes on to say, for things agreeable to his will. We have to keep in mind, as we pray, it should be with an eye towards our submission to the authority and to the sovereignty of God. We are to pray according to his will. We are to pray yielded to that. I think of what our Lord Jesus taught us in the Lord's Prayer. He taught us to pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And our Lord practiced what he taught. Think about the Garden of Gethsemane when he was in agony and he prayed that the cup of God's wrath would pass for him. Do you remember what he added, Dakota, to his prayer?
Nevertheless, that was the word, nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou wilt.
Yeah, he submitted to the Father's will. So when we pray, it should be with things agreeable to his will in submission to the authority of the Father. And then it goes on to say, in the name of Christ. There's one mediator between God and man, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Prayer is both a privilege and it's an obligation for believers. We have privileged access to the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we petition him for our desires, for our needs, it's based on our standing in Christ alone and his ongoing work of mediation for us. And then it goes on to say, with confession of our sins. You know, believers still sin. The imputed righteousness of Christ has cleansed us of our sin. And yet, this side of glory, we're still going to deal with the remnants of the old man. Sin is to be the exception, not the rule of our lives. We're not to live in habitual sin. And yet, there's still times when we come short. So each time we pray, it should include an open and an honest confession of our sins. As the Holy Spirit of God in the Word convicts us, brings sins to our attention, we should take them to the Lord in honest confession. And we shouldn't be content with just a general admission that we're sinners, but we should confess and repent of particular sins particularly. And then lastly, thankful acknowledgement for his mercies. I fear that sometimes we think about prayer as just asking the Lord for things, you know, just a wish list, a needs list. And make no mistake, we should petition him for what we need. Christ taught us to pray in the Lord's Prayer, give us this day our daily bread, provide for our necessities. He also taught us to ask, seek, and knock on the door of prayer for what we need. However, we should also praise and thank God each time we pray. We should praise him for who he is. He's worthy of our praise, our adoration, our worship as the true and living God. But then we should also thank him for what he's done. James 1:17, every good and every perfect gift is from above and comes down to us from the Father of light. So prayer should always have a time to look back at his tender mercies and thank him for them. So that's kind of an overview of prayer, Dakota.
That's a great overview. I think that, you know, so many of us, we hear the word prayer and we suddenly feel guilty because we all, at least most of us, feel that there's so much room for improvement in this area of our lives. We know that we're not praying as often as we should, as earnestly as we should. And I think part of that is that we take prayer for granted. We almost think of it as this thing that we're entitled to, and yet God, in his sovereignty, could have chosen to not make prayer available to his people. And just imagine for a moment what that would be like if we had to navigate this Christian life without the privilege of bringing these needs, bringing these petitions, bringing our praise directly to God. And yeah, thank you for that overview, Randy. And can you help us now as we try to transition to where this fits in with Scripture memory? And I just know for me, Scripture memory and prayer really came together in a powerful way when I was a teenager, and I started to realize, man, prayer is enhanced so much by Scripture memory. But talk us through exactly how that works and how we can merge these two very important spiritual disciplines.
Yeah, Dakota, I echo your sentiment. When I understood the power of praying Scripture, and in particular praying memorized Scripture, it totally transformed my prayer life. I think I was in my mid-20s when I came to understand that. I was actually pastoring a church. I'd been through seminary, and maybe I just missed it somewhere that, hey, you're supposed to pray Scripture. So I found it happening very organically in my life. Had a wonderful church secretary, and she made a prayer room for me out of one of the closets at the church. And I found myself, I would go there every weekday at 10 a.m. and I would pray for an hour, and just organically started to open my Bible and pray specific scriptures for the church, for my ministry, for my family. And over time, those were memorized. They were hidden in my heart. And I found that I had to pray Scripture because it was so powerful. It was so moving. And what's more, I saw answers. So yeah, we want to encourage you to pray Scripture and just give you a really simple method for trying it out, for praying memorized Scripture. What's so wonderful about praying memorized Scripture is that you have these verses hidden in your heart. So at a moment's notice, in a time of need, you can instantly lift up those passages to the Lord as your prayer when your Bible's not handy. A good method, a good rule of thumb, is what we call the four S's for praying memorized Scripture. Real simple. Store, study, shape, and send. That's store, study, shape, and send. Let's talk about each one. The first is store. So obviously this means if you're going to pray memorized Scripture, you need to memorize Scripture. You need to store it up in your heart. So what we would encourage you to do is find that passage that you want to pray, or that verse. Maybe it's something about your family. Maybe it's a personal need. Maybe it's something pertaining to peace or what have you. But memorize that passage. Then next, after you store it, you also want to study the word. It's so important that you study what you memorize, because you don't want to twist the Scriptures. You don't want to misinterpret them and use them in a wrong way. And we've got a great method for studying what you memorize. It's called Homer Loves Good Country Sausage. For the sake of time, we won't go through all of that. But if you're interested, check out episode 35 of the Scripture Memory Podcast, and we dedicate the entire episode. And just one more thing about that. It's great for kids, teaching them how to study what they memorize. So after you've studied what you're memorizing, and you understand the meaning, and therefore you know how to make that application, then you want to shape the word. That doesn't mean that you change the word. You're not twisting it. You're not altering it anyway. But what we mean by shape is when you understand that central meaning, then you'll know that personal application for your life. And then you'll be able to shape that into a prayer. Then after you shape the word, then you send it. What you've memorized, what you've stored up in your heart, you take it out and you send it up to the Lord in prayer. You pray his word, knowing that you're praying his will and that he will fulfill it. Dakota, what I love about the character of our Heavenly Father, he's not the type of Heavenly Father, he's not the type of father that gets mad when you hold him accountable to his word He loves that. He inspired his word. He penned his word through the Holy Spirit. So when we pray his word to him, what we've memorized, when we lift that up to the Lord and we say, Father, you've said this in your word. I'm believing this and I'm holding you accountable for it in love, in respect, in submission, mind you. He loves that.
That's a good word. Randy, I'm thinking about just how powerful scripture memory is when you mix it with prayer. And this may be a silly illustration, but here at Scripture Memory Fellowship headquarters, we recently got a new copier. And we discovered that this copier has a neat feature where you can take your sheets of paper and you just place it into this little slot, and the copier will actually staple it for you. We had a guest visit the office, and he was amazed by that feature. He had never seen anything like it. And, you know, the next day I was walking through this man's office, and what I saw is that his copier had the very same feature, but he had no idea that this was available to him all this time, and he was living without it because no one had taken the time to help him understand that this was right under his nose. And I feel like there are a lot of people, perhaps even listening to this episode, who have been memorizing scripture, and our hope is that through this episode, you would begin to unlock some of the features, if I could say it that way, of scripture memory and see that this is something that's right at your fingertips if you're already memorizing. And Randy, as we kind of wrap this episode up, why don't you tell us a little bit about this new memory course from SMF, which is called Prayer, but talk to us about what it is, what it focuses on, and how, as memorizers, it helps us merge these worlds of scripture memory and prayer.
Sure, Dakota. So prayer is a part of, it's a volume in our Spiritual Life series. And so the Spiritual Life series deals with important topics pertaining to the Christian life. And when we memorize God's word pertaining to those topics, it helps us keep in step with the Spirit. So prayer is in that series. And it's a brief topical memory course, and it consists of 15 verses. And these 15 verses, they focus on the elements of prayer as defined and prescribed by Scripture. The book divides into 5 lessons, and these 5 lessons cover the main components of prayer. And they include praise, confession, petition, thanksgiving, and then Amen. Those are the 5 lessons. Each lesson will have a single passage that focuses on that topic, whether it be praise, confession, or petition. Then it'll have devotional content with each lesson, and then some application questions. But our listeners, our viewers, I want you to think about the book kind of like a schematic or even concentrated orange juice. You know, schematic is a guide to show you how to do something. Concentrated orange juice, you know, you get it at the grocery store. It's in concentrated form. You go home and mix it up. What we're doing here, we're supplying a framework with those lesson headings and those components and the memory verses. We want you to learn how to incorporate scripture, memorize scripture into your prayer life. Use these verses for a season, but then continue it. Add to it as your season of life changes. So that's a little bit about the book. It's available in ESV, King James Version, and New King James Version. And for those who are interested, you go to scripturememory.com/prayer. scripturememory.com/prayer.
This is such a great resource, and I am so excited to be able to share this with our listeners. And, you know, Randy, you mentioned this, but when someone memorizes verses on each of these 5 components, when you know a handful of verses about praise, about confession, petition, thanksgiving. Boy, you can just begin to let those verses shape your prayer life. And I have to say, you know, in all of the church services, all of the gatherings I've been to over the years, the most potent prayers are not the ones that feature the most creativity. They're usually the ones that feature the most scripture. You know, you see that even in the Bible with Mary's Magnificat, right? This was a prayer that was really saturated with Bible knowledge and with scripture. And so, yeah, if you're interested in memorizing these verses and just beginning to adopt that framework in your prayer life, we would encourage you to visit scripturememory.com/prayer. And we'll have that link in the show notes as well as some other resources, including, Randy, you mentioned episode 35 of the Scripture Memory Podcast is a great episode to check out. Randy, what final words of encouragement do you have for us as we prepare to wrap this episode up?
Well, memorize God's word, pray, and pray, memorize scripture.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for joining us for this episode. We hope that this has been an encouragement to you in your prayer life and in your scripture memory. We hope that you'll subscribe and join us next time for another episode of the Scripture Memory Podcast.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of the Scripture Memory Podcast, a ministry of Scripture Memory Fellowship. At SMF, our mission is to help you know, live, and love God's Word. If you're ready to take the next step in your scripture memory journey, visit us online at scripturememory.com or download Verse Locker, our free Bible memory app. As always, be blessed today as you take time to enjoy God's Word. And be sure to join us next time for another episode of the Scripture Memory Podcast.